بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب كراهية تعليق الجرس في البعير وغيره من الدواب وكراهية استصحاب الكلب الجرس في السفر. There is a next chapter regarding the detestability, undesirability, that it, we should avoid this, of hanging a bell on the camels or other animals, and the detestability of taking a dog or a bell on a journey. Still till today also, many places on the farms, they hang a bell on the animal to make a sound. So if the animal gets lost or something, then you can find it, easily. So this is not permitted in Islam, to put a bell on the animal. And in the same way, for a dog to take it on a journey, just as company, as many people to walk with their dogs, sleep with the dogs, take the dog for a walk, etc., this is not at all permissible. If you are taking it for security, that will be permissible. But just to keep a dog as a pet and to walk, go with it on a journey, etc. In our times, the bell is made haram because it gives off a musical tone, and also it resembles the bell of the church, the churches that ring their bell. So in our times, what applies to us particularly is the cell phone, the musical tones. And very, very sadly, many good people like that, they are dindar, everything they've got, but they got on their cell phone a musical tone, and listening to that musical tone. And as far as that it resembles the church bell, many of us, because we are unaware, not that we want to do it, but we have the Nike sign, or the word Nike, N-I-K-E, or the tick. We have that on our clothes. Sometimes it's on in winter, on the warm hats that we wear. On there also is Nike, on the tackies, on the sandals, everywhere. And Nike is a Greek goddess of victory. So therefore it is more on sports clothing that we are having it there, that they will get victory. So this is just like having the perform the murat of a idol, like the Hindus, on our clothes, or like a cross, or like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, now na'uzubillah, on the cross, to have that on our clothes. So we should avoid all that. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا تسحب الملائكة رفقة فيها كلب أو جرس رواه مسلم. That the Malaika of Rahmat and Mercy, do not accompany that group of people who have a dog with them or who have a bell with them. So we are in need of the Malaika all the time. Malaika of mercy and forgiveness are important to a Muslim, that he must have the Malaika. We don't understand, we don't see, we are not so much acquainted with our deen, so we are not aware that there are Malaika with us all the time. And that these Malaika, they are of mercy and of protection and of goodness for us. We need their company all the time. From the, however, dogs and bells drive away these blessed angels. When we have these bells, we have photos, we have these bells and dogs, then the malaika of mercy go away. The reason for this is that bells resemble musical instruments, which shaitan utilizes to tempt and lure believers away from good actions. Musical instruments is a stepping stone for committing adultery. Once a person starts using, it arouses the emotions in a person, and then he goes towards adultery. So therefore, Islam has cut that off from the root. Just like looking with the eyes is the starting point of adultery, in the same way musical instruments and musical sounds is also the starting point of adultery. A young girl who was wearing anklets that is around her ankles, that little, which gives off also a musical tone, which is a lot today in the children's shoes, etc. It gives off a musical tone as they walk, etc. So once came in the presence of Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said to her, remove from me that which chases away the angels. She said that this sound which is coming from this anklets of yours, it's a musical sound. In the same way, the bangles they wear, and it gives off a musical sound as they bump with one another. This also causes the angels of mercy to go away. So these are things that we should be very careful about. We don't think about them. Especially what has become a very big fitna in our time is the musical tone on the cell phone, and especially when not switching it off coming in the masjid. If we forgot or something, one time in Masjid Nabawi, in Ramzan Sharif, in a silent namaz, Zuhar or Asr, a person who had the musical tone as his ringtone was near the imam, and the mics are very powerful in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. Then his phone rang and the mic caught that music, and music was playing in Masjid Nabawi, outside Masjid Nabawi, because that musical call. People screamed out that what has happened. Right in Masjid Nabawi today, music is playing on the imam's mic, on from the imam's mic. So we should be very careful. We are very negligent about this. Good people, but we don't give no thought about it. And at such places also, right in front of Rozae Mubarak, right in front of Kaaba Sharif, and music is playing. And music, in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have come to destroy musical instruments. A Muslim should engage in such actions which attract the noble angels and abstain from actions which chase them away. One person who was getting usually ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream saw that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to the gate of his house and turned away. Second time he saw the same. Third time he saw the same. Then in the dream he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why don't you come in the house? Why are you turning away? He said, this chappis that we eat on the wrappers, there are this little small photos on them. He said, you didn't get rid of that. The chappis papers are there, therefore I cannot enter your house. When he got rid of it, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it. We also want mercy, we want goodness, but with all these things, this Western culture, how it has overtaken us, today we don't think of these things as haram. And many people, even in Pakistan and India, Muslim people, keep dogs as pets. And they're everywhere with them. In the cars they travel with them, just like the Western culture, everywhere. We should be very careful about these things. If we are not conscious, this whole Western culture will creep into us, and all these things will happen, and we won't be aware of it also. وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ الجرس مزامير الشيطان. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the bell is the flute of shaitan. In the musical instruments there is a flute. So the bell is a flute of shaitan. So that music that comes from there. Though today hopefully we don't keep these bells or anything like that. But we should, the cell phone, the amount of, and many of the tones are musical. And some people go to the extent, they say it's not a musical tone. And there is a ringing tone. Take the trouble and set the phone on a ringing tone. Or, but there are so many other sounds today. The laughing of a child, the waterfalls, there are many, many other sounds that we can put on. We must not have musical tone on it at all. And also on the other extreme, some people put Surah Fatiha, Alhamdul Sharif, or they put some nazm as a tone. And if we're in the toilet and we forgot to put it on, now nazm is playing in the toilet. Or the Surah Fatiha is playing in the toilet. We have to be very careful of this. The plural form of the word, mazamir, has been used here. is because the continuous playing of a flute resembles many flutes. And our cell phone, how many times it's ringing. And with that, how many people, which even health-wise is very, very unhealthy, put the cell phone under the pillow. So, and if the music plays right into the ears of a person when he's sleeping also, if that phone has to ring. So, and health-wise also, the radiation that phone gives off, we should never keep it under the pillow or very near us. It affects us. Many people keep the cell phone in the top pocket, right next to the heart. The radiation of it affects the heart also. We should try and avoid all this. The use of a bell is disliked because shaitan accompanies such sounds. And when this is with us, shaitan is with us. And then we know what problems shaitan causes. Bells also chase away the angels because of the resemblance to church bells. Whatever, especially to imitate another nation, is not allowed in Islam. In anything, in our clothing, our utensils that we use, many of us, especially at walima dawahs, the glasses that I use are wine glasses. And so that is also resemblance with the non-believers. Many Muslims today, we might not be aware, but we are buying the white people's houses when we're moving to white areas, and they have a bar also in their house. Muslims also, I was very surprised that they kept it, they maintained it, and they have apple juice, grape juice, like the wine bottle, and they cork it also how the wine bottle is corked. So this is not at all permissible. They're imitating the non-Muslims, any non-Muslims, in anything like that. And in their religious things, to imitate them is even worse. Like the bell of the church, etc., to imitate that is even worse. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, mentioned that the flute was invented in order to divert people from Quran, Sharif and Namaz. They actually invented the flute, that this music and that, then it diverts a person away from Namaz and from Quran Sharif, reading of Quran Sharif. Then you find in Muslim houses, then there is a piano also. And some people who teach little children, they start, good Muslims, but they teach them the piano also. So all these things are happening right in our midst. And we must be very apprehensive of this. After all, we have to die, we have to go in the qabr. What will be the condition? So these things we must avoid totally. May Allah give us tawfiq.